from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursullo. Topping our report this hour, last night's Republican gubernatorial debate at Rider University in Mercer County certainly had some fireworks with the four candidates, Ed Durch, Jack Cetarelli, Bill Spadia, and John Bramnick, sparring over issues from transgender policies to education. In one particularly heated exchange between Spadia and Cetarelli over their support of President Trump, Bramnick interrupted with this question.
Do you think the people of New Jersey want the debate to be who loves Donald Trump the most or who loves New Jersey the most?
Now, to find out more about each candidate's positions on some of New Jersey's most pressing issues, go to NJ1015.com. A South Jersey woman has been accused of murdering her sister by drug overdose. Upper Township resident Emily Crudis died in February 2023. The 21-year-old had a fatal amount of heroin and fentanyl in her system. Her sister, 36-year-old Sarah Erickson of Millville, has now been charged with murder and conspiracy to commit murder. A judge has ordered she remain in custody. NJ.com reports prosecutors say the killing was fueled by revenge. In effect now, stricter rules for earning a license as a young driver in New Jersey. As of this month, anyone under the age of 21 who earns a permit needs to prove that they've practiced a lot before ever becoming eligible for a license.
The minimum is 50 hours of practice driving, 10 of which must be completed when it's dark outside.
And this is with a supervising driver. This is not with a driving school, so there is no additional cost involved.
Tracy Noble, spokesperson for AAA Mid-Atlantic, says this new rule for practice hours puts New Jersey in line with nearly every other state. A certification form signed by the supervising driver will need to be handed in during the licensure process. The MVC will begin requiring that form on August 1st. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
An expensive African gray parrot valued at $7,000 that was stolen from a pet shop in Saddlebrook last month has been found and returned, but police are still searching for the suspect in this theft. The suspect identified as Onyx Calderon. Police say he stole the parrot when he asked to see the bird at a shop called Birds by Joe 2. Police say tips led them to recover the bird in Patterson. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Well, we got a little bit of everything in the forecast here, including an impactful winter storm coming into play tonight. It's not a major storm, but things could be very slippery by this time tomorrow morning. During the daytime hours today, we'll fare all right. Temperatures are mainly in the 20s this morning. It stays cold today, lower to mid-30s with mostly cloudy skies. Could be a snow shower at any time. And then scattered snow showers come into play late tonight. After midnight, snow's going to get steadier and transition to an icy mix of sleet and freezing rain. The ice is the bigger concern here. Tomorrow morning, past daybreak, we change over to mainly rain, but watch for slippery, sloppy travel conditions. Icy mix and rain will wrap up around early afternoon tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet connection backup and business phone all for just $90 a month. Visit optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today.
Right now, Phillipsburg, 25 degrees. It's 28 in Princeton. Cherry Hill, 31. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.